Abe doesn't like with.
Why isn't Abe a Raya? Abe's been around throughout the week, been strong. So Abe's a Raya. Rabbi Say, let's go. Back to the sugya. Let's go. Enough trash talk. So a person makes an omelet in their frying pan. We'll go with Moshe. No cheese. Good. Any issues, Rabbi Say? Frying pans? Omelets? It's all kosher. The MS is, Rabbi Say, shh. Even if there's blood, it's kosher.
Really?
So many eggs.
Really?
So
then, why do we chuck it?
Okay, we do it because of Barasai, but we're not going to talk about this now. So my son,
I can have an egg.
No. You should throw it out. I'm talking about Bidiyev.
Okay. Yes.
Good enough. Rabbi Say, not for you. For everyone else, yes, but not for you. It's a shalom bishalakum if you believe in that. To believe in lechatchilus.
Okay.
Rabbi Say. It's a totally different cheshbon of the way our chickens are fertilized and our eggs are fertilized. As long as it's all marasai. It's not real. It's not real blood. But it's not for now. Lamaisa. I feel like I'm not going to have anyone else's attention because everyone's going to be fascinated on thinking about the eggs. No. I have too much to do. I'm sorry. No, after the sugya, Sunday. Lemaise. I don't get it. Lemaise. So a person cooked up an egg. Frying pan. He cooked up an egg. Fried an egg. And what happened? He fried it on the stove, not in the chama, not in the sun. Okay, so we're dealing with real bishul, okay? But no problems, right? Then, who likes, Avi, you like with cheese?
So,
without, okay. Who's it with? Yeah, yeah, so the island wants, Zachy, you like with, good. So with cheese, nice Miller's square, ribua, right? What do you say? Right, so it's a separate shayla, Gvinas Yisrael. It's two separate sugyas. But even if you hold a Chol Yisrael, you might not hold a Gvinas Yisrael. If you hold a Gvinas Yisrael, it's a separate sugyas. Got to learn Nitzer, you got to learn Avodah Zarah. Right, the sugyas in the second parak, right? How you do it? You guys aren't out there yet. Mitzvah Hashem, you'll get up to it. I think Gvina is on Lama Gimel Epis around. Mitzvah Hashem. Atzlocha. Good. No problems. Roommates can get along. I have my omelet with. We wash it out. There's no taste. I don't mind if there are bleas of cheese. So fine. So you make with, you make without. Good. Then what happens? Malik walks in, and Malik's like, I'm dying for a burger. And you got nothing. You got no foreman over there. You got nothing. What are you going to cook a burger with? I'm going to cook the burger on the frying pan. We're Hamish. I'm frying a burger on the pan. Anyone ever fried a burger on a pan over here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds like a day-to-day thing. It's a thing with the glasses. Okay, good. Right?
No, not issues.
Yeah, okay.
Legit thing.
Like, oh, really?
Burgers on a pan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, Gishma, even better. Even better.
It's like you live in Heights, then you don't have to grill.
Sound like,
I don't know.
Sounds
like
they do it
in like restaurants.
Yeah, they cook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, Gishmak. Even better. So Malik is not even a bidyevit. He's saying lechatchila, I need that frying pan to cook up a burger. What's the problem? 2 hours before Malik wasn't around. 2 hours before, he didn't realize that Klatsky used it for an omelet with cheese. Now we got what? We got an issue of what? Basar v'cholov in our burger. Okay? So now, let's say, Malik, let's assume that Klatsky didn't put a ton of cheese in. Okay? Klatsky put, sprinkled a little cheese, right? You don't put the whole slab, like I said, the ribua before. He put a little bit of cheese on, right? So now, Malik comes back and he says, wait a second, I might have shishim in the burger against the cheese. If I got shishim in the burger against the cheese, Rabosa, where are we? What? How are we doing? Malik is home sweet home. With Schultz. Yeah? Not this week. So, good. So what happened? Jack, you with me? So it's off. So now Zach says, Malik, not so fast. Malik, not so fast. First of all, you might have shishim against the cheese. But do you have shishim against the what? Against the pot?
What would be different?
So Rabbi Isai, what is Malik's response going to be to... Before we get to halacha, Rabbi Isai, how we paskin? What are the possibilities of how Malik's going to answer back to Klatsky?
If it's a new pot.
Well, no. Before that, right?
They don't matter?
Depends what we measure against.
Depends whether or not, what's the halachic term, Rabbi Isai? Do we say Hanan by Caleb? So Kalatsky in his Kasha was making an assumption that we say Hanan by Caleb. So Malik's first response was like, what are you talking about? Do you eat Caleb? Are you serious? Who are you, a Rivid? Says Malik. So therefore, the Malik says, I have a Beferish Ramban that I learned yesterday in Shir that says that is not what the Gemara was talking about. Lo irev boy oisay tam, Rabbi Yisrael. Remember that pun of the Ramban? That Hanan was not mentioned in the Gemara. So Mamela, what does the Ramban say we have to be concerned with? Only what? Only food. Says the Ramban, and if I know how much cheese was sprinkled, so then perhaps I could be Mashiach, the Shishim, against that cheese in the pot, right? If Klatsky tells me it was only, you know, 6 little pieces sprinkled into the cheese, and I could be Mashiach Shishim, that it wasn't more Malik than those 6 sprinkles, guess what, Malik, you're good to go, in theory. In theory, I don't have to be concerned about the pot, and I'm okay. But now Klatsky turns back to Malik and says, not so fast, Rabbi. Why? No, first, why do you say Rabbi? Because Malik got smicha. Okay, that flew everyone over one's head. Not so fast, Rabbi. Why? Because Klatsky turns back. What did you say, Malik? There is no blius of basar v'chol if I got shishim against the chol. If I drop some milk onto my meat and the meat is mevatel b'shishim, Rabbi Yisai, is there blius of basar v'chol?
No,
there ain't no basar v'chol. What did Kiva Eger say? It's not even bittel. It's just what? It's garnished. It's nothing. It's not a mevatlin. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a tzad, Rabbi Yisai. Remember what Rabbi Kiva Eger said? We don't pass like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger had a tzad that l'chadchila, you're allowed to what? Pour milk into your basar. Rabbi Yisai, don't ever quote me on that. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. It's not the Yisra Eim Avatlin. Because it's not about bittel. Fascinating. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says, I'm scared to say this because no one ever said it. But I'll pilum this, I think it's right. Wow. But Rabbi Yisai Klatsky says back to Malik. What does Klatsky say back to Malik? Moshe used this omelet. Moshe used this pot. Sorry. Okay? Moshe used this frying pan for what? For what did Moshe say he likes?
No
Avi, he's in your camp.
Oh, no cheese.
No cheese. Moshe used this pot for what? For eggs. Guys, do we care about that? Dave, are you sure about that? We don't care? Klatsky cares. They're blius. At the time that it was balua, I said, I couldn't care less about this. This is mutter. This is power. This is good. But now, Rabbi Yisai, when did Moshe use this frying pan? 2 hours before the same day. So then what? So now, Zach, Klatsky turns back to Malik and he says, yeah, but do you have shishim against the cheese and the egg? Maybe all of the blias become now an avela.
What if there's more blias of the part of the part than the dairy?
Hmm?
What if there's more blias of my omelet than the one of the dairy? Then would the blias of the dairy be butthole and the blias of the part therefore not causing an issue in the first place?
The first egg and then the second egg would be
never existed.
That's his question.
The first
blias
are
bottle. Yeah. No. The first blias are bottle. The second one.
Yeah. Higher blias than bottle.
No, you can't do bittle. You can't do bittle.
What about the?
No,
I'm saying never started.
You make a par of egg with a lot of blias. Shishim against the second.
You had a par of egg. So you have blias of a par of egg there. Now you're reusing that, and now you have isser in there.
Well, no, not yet. It's just dairy. So are those? Would those dairy?
I don't think those blias.
The blias won't have enough for an object like to have shisha.
No, they just need to. They just need to mevatel the dairy blios.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the par of blios versus the dairy blios. If there's more, if there's shishim of the par of blios against the dairy one, so then wouldn't that?
So then the dairy.
The dairy of the rounds. It's normally buzzer call. It's buzzer.
Yeah.
Just buzzer.
We don't know how much was
the buzzer bar. Yeah, it's very. Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to mishare that.
Wasn't that the last thing of trying to?
And also now, and at that time, it was all heter, so heter be heter is not bottle. So now, once it becomes iser, if you don't have a shir shishim, then it's a problem. But so it's not going to help you.
But you can use those blias against the dairy, right? Meaning, can you add those?
So now here's so that's the question.
Right.
So now the question is, do I have to take into account that once there's iser now, everything becomes Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and now I can't eat the burger. Why? Because there is shishim. There is no shishim from the burger. What I'm saying, right?
Can't you say no?
No, I think what I'm saying is wrong.
Right? Meaning,
give me a second. One second. Everybody, say. Hold on 1 second. No, this is wrong. If the burger is mevatel the cheese. Let's take it without Basar V'chol. Let's take it straight up by Chazer. Okay? If he accidentally used an ingredient that was not kosher. Okay? And now there were blias in that pot. Right? So then, we would say, if you hold Chanan by blias, so then you need to be mevatel not only the kezayis of Chazer. Right? You need to be mevatel even the blias that are bale. Right?
Which blias?
So, what? The blias of Heter. The blias of Heter, of the pot.
But if you mix together, is that whole mixture?
So now, 1 second. So now you're cooking up basar v'chalav. Okay? Now you have basar that has the ability to be mevat. Let's say you didn't have, this was a bad example. I'll tell you why. I have to back out. If the basar. You don't say Chanan, the Shach writes like this. You can't say Chanan in my example, Rabbi Say. Why? Because it was never, for Chanan, for you to say Chanan, Rabbi Say, it has to be a Nevela. At the time that it was, if it was Heter, Rabbi Say, at the time of Heter, it was all kosher, it was cheese, right? So you don't say Chanan onto the blias. You only say Chanan onto the blias if the blias are receiving what? A dover iser, a chaticha atzma nasis nevela.
Well, so if someone cooks in that pot now after the hamburger, so then you could say that there's Chanan because there's
bus. Wait, but no, but if I... Your case works.
I cook...
What?
Your case works.
Why?
When you cook up the burger...
When you cook up the burger...
It's the next thing you cook
at the pot. It's the same day.
But the burger's being mevatel the cheese.
Before you reach that point of asking that question, the blias were together, which gives you the burger and the cheese together, which gives you nevela within the blias, and then you don't have the issue of the shach.
That's the next thing you're cooking.
No, it's only the next thing. Yeah.
Why the next thing?
Why isn't he right?
Because it's not done yet. Meaning, the thing that is nevela hasn't been finished.
Once the burger gets into the situation, once the burger's around, so now I have basar v'chalav. So now, you're right, Zach's right. Now you say Chanan by everything that's in existence. Sorry, the Chanan kicks in right now, at this point. Right now I have to go back within the last 24 hours, and now I say, wait a second. Now I, yeah, exactly. It's right on. It's a good example. Right now I say the burger might have the ability to be mevatel some of the stuff, but does it have the ability to be mevatel the blius as well? So Rabbi Sai, what do you mean? What does what mean?
What does some of the stuff mean?
Meaning it could be mevatel the cheese.
Meaning for it to be kosher.
But now it doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the. No, but that's why I'm confused about this. If it's not basar v'chalav on its own, so then you don't have a chatichas nevel here.
No, but when it's
mean, let's take a case of basar v'chalav where there was no shishim in the burger.
Why? Once it took the blios of the egg, why? Is
but
it
what's your nevela? Where's your nevela?
When the basar came, you're cooking the blios together.
But you don't have a nevela.
Do.
Why?
Because once the meat gets sucked into the mixture and it's cooking, you are cooking nevela in the pot, in the blius, in the goof of the pot.
But why isn't the busser being mevato the cheese?
Right, that's why.
That's why it's balto v'shishim.
It has to be the next one.
What?
Why would a burger be mevato?
It's just a giant blius of dairy. It's not a carb and a dairy. It's just a blius together. So it all... Well, the same thing, isn't it?
And that's the question. If you have a situation, if you had basar v'chalav straight up, right? Now you would now be cooking a pariv dish now.
Right.
So now
that's the thing.
That's the thing that's questionable. Right. It's the next thing. You understand? I gave a. If I have basar, and the hamburger has the ability to be mevatel the cheese,
right.
So I don't have an iser here.
I think they happen simultaneously once you put it in a pot. I don't think you can't just count one without the other. You have it in the pot.
If the cheese never had enough to be nice and tam, so then it's a mutter item.
No, but you can't get to
busser without it's busser without chalav.
You can't just start. No, if the meat doesn't go straight to the cheese. If I have a blius of carb and a blius of cheese, and I start cooking meat, the meat doesn't say, "Oh, there's cheese. I'm going to go straight to the cheese." The whole blia, it has to go against the whole.
That's flavor. Only assuming chanan.
No, not that you don't need chanan. I'm saying if you.
You do need chanan. In order to asser up this hamburger, you need something isser.
No,
the cheese is not asser. We don't say chanan by the cheese onto the egg because there's no nevela.
No, you end up with meat. It doesn't have enough to be mevatel the cheese because the meat has to go. If the meat doesn't know, oh, I have meat, oh, I have cheese, and so if I have shishim in the cheese, then the meat, can I get the cheese? So then the whole part becomes
why not?
Because it has equal, it takes equal.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The cheese is what causes a problem. Nothing else causes a problem.
Not the meat, the rest of the blia goes in.
So no, that's only assuming chanan by blias.
What?
Yes, we're saying.
It has to first
be an nevela. That was where.
It's
not happening simultaneously. First, it has to be a nevela, and then it has to go into the busser.
So you could say what they were saying before.
What Moshe was saying, yeah. In the case of Moshe's question, then it would be one step further. So now again, let's go. We'll get back to your case, okay? Let's just make things simple so that everyone. You have a case where you have the first case, a slab of cheese, okay? And you don't have shishim in the burger, okay? Now you have a new dish that you cooked in the same day with that frying pan. And now I have, it's basar v'chalav. So I have the ability to be mevatel the size of the kezayis, whatever size of the burger plus the cheese, to be mevatel. But I don't have the ability to be mevatel what? The old omelet, the old egg, okay? Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? What happened over here? We cooked an omelet without cheese. Right? Or even start we cooked an omelet with cheese. We cooked an omelet without cheese. Good? Just start. This is the case. You cooked an omelet without cheese. Okay? Then you cooked an omelet with cheese.
Okay?
Then I... No, nothing's usser yet. Everything's fine so far.
No,
it created blios, but hold off. But no issers. There's no shiloh yet. Then I cooked a hamburger, okay? Those were the... Now, I use the item again, okay? For a fourth time, and I cooked it for, let's say, milchiks again, or fleishiks again, okay? And I have the ability to be mevatel the iser of the basar v'chalav, right? Stay with me, okay? But I don't have shir shishim to be mevatel what? All the blius of everything that was used from the omelets originally. Rabbi Sai, what is my shaila based on? It's based on our sugya. It's It's based on our sugya. Okay? Is my dish mutter to use if I have shishim against the basar v'chalav, but I don't have shishim against what? All the blias in the pot. Do I say chanan by blias? And what happens, Rabbi Sai, if I have chanan by the blias, and I have the chanan by the hamburger with the cheese, the basar v'chalav, but I don't have chanan of what? Of the entire kli. That is the shiloh that you guys are going to now have to discuss, whether or not my new dish is mutter. So we look in Simen Tzadi Ches, and we read our Machaber and Ramah. Sif Hei. This is Mamish, Rabbi Isai, this is what Yeridea is, right now. Translating the information into Shilas. You got to think about it. Sometimes you got to close the safer, and you got to think about it. It's like the shmooze I was telling my son earlier this week. Im yadua kama hu ayisir, if you know how much was asir, how, what's the case? Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Ramban. Could go in kaf chadasha, like a new spoon, or by us, a new pot. O she'enu bas yoma, or even if it was old, but it's not relevant because it wasn't used for 24 hours. Shanir bro bala kazai is chol of achach nir bakdeir shobasar. Ain't tzarech alashishim levatel hakazai shabala. Says the Rama, sometimes the Rama explains the Mechaber, and sometimes the Rama is paskening for the Mechaber. The Rama adds in an explanation, why? V'lo yamrin en gabi kli chaticha nasis nevela. You don't say by the kelim chaticha nasis nevela. So the Mechaber basically says, in terms of your shayla, when you don't know if you have shishim against the entire pot, Mechaber holds what? Don't worry about it, relax. Aval kaf yishana. But if it's what? If it's a frying pan that was used today, 2 hours ago, ubas yoima, and it was used in the last 24 hours, Rabbi Yisai, misharin bekula, says the Rama, explains the Rama, dechol mashabola nasis iser v'lo yadin en kamabola, because we have to take into account all of the blias. V'yesh mishayimer, because we don't know by a kaf yishana how many blias there were. V'yesh mishayimer shegam bezu ein sarach ala shishim levata lakazai shabala. And then the Mechaber says what? Yesh mishayimer, who's this yesh mishayimer? Who's this yesh mishayimer? Shayimer shegam bezu ein sarach ala shishim levata lakazai shabala. Who? The Ramban. The Yesh Misharim, the Ramban. If you look at the Barrel of Goyla, you see, he quotes the Ramban. Rashba B'Shem Ramban. The Ramban says there's no Hanan by Blias. At the end of the day, that's the conclusion of the Ramban. Says the Ramah, Rabbi Isai, how do we paskin? Vahasvara Arishayna Iker. Which means what? The Ramah says there is Hanan by Blias. We can't be Makel straight up like the Ramban. Okay, Rabbi Isai, pay attention. This is Mamish Halacha L'maisa. Okay? What? Is the Mechaber like that also? I don't think so. I think so, yeah. Because the Derech of the Mechaber is whenever he brings a Yesh Misha Oimer, I think the Svar Rishayna he's passing it like, yeah. I don't think there's a Machlok, the Mechaber in the Ramah. Yeah. Give me 1 second. But then the Ramah continues. You got to take into account blias. But then the Ramah continues. V'yesh she'ein mechalkin bein kaf yoshen, bein kaf yoshan, sorry, not sleeping, an old kaf, an old spoon, or an old kli, l'chadosh. Rak bein kli cheres l'shar kela. Who's he quoting? Right? But it's also, it's very similar to the Ravid, but it's a Mordechai. Va'oimrim, and what do they say? De'bichli cheres, de'yef shalahafer de'isr al yidei agala, amrinan what? Hakol nasis nevela, amrinan chanan. It's the okishmaper, they say, when like, the halacha l'mais is mamish what you've been working on. Avaloi b'shar kelim, and then concludes the Ramah, v'toiv lochush l'chumra. Then comes along the Ramah, after he says we have to be choishish, that there are chanan by blias, and we can't be makel like the Ramban. Stay focused, guys. Don't get distracted. B'tov lachash l'chumra. That even what? You have to be mechalik by a kli cheres and a kli shar kleirim. Right, matechas. Does anyone understand what the Ramah is talking about, everybody say? I don't understand. If you are machmir by blias, so then what's there to this thing? What are you telling me to be choshesh l'chumra by cheres? I have to be choshesh l'chumra by everything. What do you mean, Zach? Yeah. So where is this relevant? I'm choshesh for all blias.
Okay, by the rest of the clean, wouldn't think that Hanan would apply by a blicheres because he's mafred it.
So he's, I can't be mafred a cheres, you mean?
Right.
So then Hanan wouldn't apply. But don't I say Hanan by everything?
No, but not by those clean. Kalim.
Which ones?
Cheres.
No, cheres. I do say Hanan. Fakir. Says the Ramah, you should be choshesh l'chumra that they're chanan by blias. What? No, it's
not. Even by metal.
What?
Even by metal, he's saying.
Even by metal, what?
Even by metal kalim, which according to other some opinions, it's still like since they're tagal, it's still motor. He's saying even by them, there's going to be chanan by kalim that are metal.
That are metal.
Yeah.
So he already told me that. No, he already told me.
It's even by cheres.
But what's the difference between the cheres?
Thank you. I don't understand how to read this Ramah.
Yeah.
What's going on over here, Rabbi Isai? The Ramah comes and tells me, by the way, you have to be choshesh for all blias. Does metal bolei? I'm about the metal's bolei, or our pots are metal and they're bolei, right? So I have to be choshesh by blias, chanan by blias. Then comes along the Ramah and says, I want you to add to you, by the way, there's some rishonim that are mechalik between cheres and metal, but I was already machmir by everything. You know what the pashas in this Ramah is, everybody say? The pashas in this Ramah is that by a cheres, even if it's new, you say chanan by kalim. That we have to be mechalik and say even a brand new kli cheres. What? On that, the shach. Everyone understands the ishtalsa. The pashup shan in the Ramah is in old kalim, we have to be machmer by blias. All our kalim are a problem. We have to say chanan against all the blias. Comes along the Ramah and says, by the way, I want to introduce you another shita that says that there's a concept of what? When something is not susceptible to halgala, they have to be mechoshesh even what? On the kli without blias. That there's chanan by what? By kalim. Similar to the raivi that we learned, Rabbi Yisai. On that, the shach in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph says, lo yitochim. The actual physical charsis akli, the material of the walls that have no taste, is going to be, by a new kli, is going to be chanan? That says the shach, that's unacceptable. That is not what the Mordechai meant, and that is not the correct pshat, and the shach disagrees with the Ramah. The shach is not the only one who disagrees with the Ramah, Rabbi Isai. The Vilna Gaon over here disagrees with the Ramah. And Rabbi Isai, the Vilna Gaon a little earlier is the one that says Stauber's Raya from Tosis in the last Sugya, that says we don't say chanan by Kalim. So this is the Goyim L'Shitasa, the Goyim saying, we don't say Chanan by Kalim. It's not L'Shitasa, there he was just quoting the Maram Kaimis. But the Shach and the Gra says, absolutely not. So then what's it talking about? It's talking about that certain Rishonim said, we only say Chanan by old Kalim, Chanan with Blias, by what type of Kalim? By Cheres. It comes out according to the Shach, the last day in the Ramah is not a Chumrah, like the push-up shot in the Ramah. Those Rishonim are a what? Are a kula. That by non-cheres kalim, you could even say what? No chanan by blias. It's only by cheres that it's inseparable. That we have to be machmir. By what? By blias. Two totally divergent approaches to these Rishonim in terms of the conclusion of our sugya by Kav. No, the Ramban never made a distinction between cheres and other kalim. The Ramban rejected that. That was the Ravid. It was the Ravid. That depends if it's cheres or not. Depends if it's susceptible to Hagolah. So Rabbi Isai, so what are we coming out? La halacha. Straight up, lemaisa, if a person asks you la halacha, is there chanan by blias? The answer is, Rabbi Isai, yes. The answer is yes. Asfar Rishayna Iker. we say Chanan by Blias. However, Zokta Shach, that keep in mind that there might be certain situations that it's B'makom Hefsid. Okay? And this is the way you have to break this down. So if it's not a real big Hefsid, so then what? We have to do Chanan by Blias and we have to Kasher if there's no Shishim against the Blias. What about the opposite extreme, Rabbi Yisai? What in terms of the Ramaz Shaila? If there were no Blias, it was a new Kli. Do I say Chanan by what? By the actual Kli, a brand new Kli from Bed Bath & Beyond? So the Ramah would say potentially by only what? Cheres. But what? The Shach, the Gra, and many, many Paiskim are makel on that Shaila. And therefore, Rabbi said about the Ashulchan Paskins, La Locha, write this down. You are allowed to be makel that you don't need Chanan by Kel. So straight up, we could assume if it's a brand new Kli, if it's a brand new Kli, even if it's Cheres, we could be makel on that Ramah. We do not have to be machmir. The question comes, Rabbi Yisai, what happens if I have an old...
No chanan by new kelim,
exactly. What happens in our case, Rabbi Yisai, or in cases similar to ours, where you have a shayla, and there's chanan by old kelim, by blias, how does that break down, and do we make a differentiation between cheres and other kelim? The other thing to throw in, Rabbi Yisai, is some a little bit of knowledge from some old sugyas, Rabbi Yisai, is do we make a difference between what and what? Thank you. Between basar v'chalav and sharisur. So these are the chillin pot. These are the variables. These are the shailas that you have to cheshbin right now in terms of paskin. So I'm going to read to you a prima gadim who paskins the following. Again, what are the variables? Number one, we're makel straight up by a new kli, by a new kli, even by cheres. That's the minig, like the shach, even though it's against the Ramah, like the shach, and it's against the taz, like the shach and the gro. Okay? Now the question is, but most of the time, I'm going to be using an old kli. So now, how does it break down between that shot, the way the shach learned that those rishonim, do we differentiate between a kli cheres and other kelim? And do we differentiate between Basar v'chalav and Shari Surim? But fundamentally, how are we coming out, Rabbi Yisai? We can't just walk out of this sugya like the Ramban, with a Ramban alone and say, what? By the way, just don't bother me with your blias, and say, to, and Malik should say to Kolatsky, get out of my face. Malik could say to Kolatsky, according to the Pshak of the Shach, that I can get out of you, get out of my face by the Kalim. But I can't say by Chanan by Kalim. But in terms of Chanan by blias, just based on a Ramban alone, that the Ramah was machriya against, Hasfar Rishayna Iker, that we have to be choshish, that there's Chanan by Kalim. So comes along the Prima Gadim in Sif Katan Chafalif. This is Sif Seidah, Sif Katan Chafalif. I'm going to read to you slowly. Pasak, Ayin Shach, Pasak. Deguf Acheres, Ein Oyle Al Adas, Denasis Nevela. Rabbi said that's what we just said, right? According to the Shach, the actual Kli, a brand new Kli, no one holds that what? We say Chanan by the actual Kli if there are no old Blias, right? Ubimateches, and when it's metal, classic pots, Yoshein, it's used in the last 24 hours, meaning somebody cooked with this 2 hours ago, right? An omelet, right? Behefsid Meruba. If it's a large hefsid, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to ask you to differentiate between hefsid and hefsid meruba, a major monetary loss and a not such a major monetary loss. Listen to this. This is mamish psak la'alocha. Behefsid meruba says the Prima Gadim, yesh lismoch, one could rely, af bebasar b'cholav, debalua loinasis nevela. You could rely on the Ramban. What? You can rely on the Ramban that it's not Nasis Nevela, but I said to you 1 second, I said we don't paskin like the Ramban straight up. What's the Prima Gadim throwing in addition to the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai? What? That it's what? It's Mateches. It's Shar Kalim. So we're saying that the Shach's Pshat in those Rishonim that are learning like the Raivid, that it's about Chanan by the By the kelim, we make a distinction between old kelim, based, and we only say it by what? By cheres. So as long as it was metal, so according to them, you're okay. Plus, according to the Ramban, you're okay. Behefsid meruba, you could be makel even by what? Even by Basar B'chol, that everyone holds of Chanan, even Rabbeinu Ephraim. Wow. That's only a major monetary loss. The whole catering, Zach, is going to get messed over. You're going to lose a ton of money. Okay? You're not talking about one little kli. Right? Ubishar Isurim, says the Prima Gadim. But if it's not what? Basar B'chol, rather it's what? It's a non-kosher ingredient. It was what? Chazer that got mixed in. So therefore, what? What do I have over here? What am I playing with already? I have a Ramban plus a what? Plus a Rabbeinu Ephraim. Thank you. Behefsid Ktsas Hadin Kain. Then even just the loss of a little. The pot. I'm not going to be able to kasher. Doesn't matter. That's a Hefsid. I'm going to have to go buy a new pot. Hefsid Ktsas, says the Prima Gadim. Why is this mutter? We hold Chanan by Blias because I add in the Ramban plus, I'm not only relying on the Ramban, but I'm also adding in a what? A Rabbeinu Ephraim. So I have a Sekseka. So even a Hefsek Tzas, because we're talking about what? Shari Surim. Deloy Nasis Devela. But says the Prima Gadim, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Ubekli Cheres Yashan. But if it's a what? If it's a kli cheres, that's old. Af behefsid meruba, even if it's your whole company, Zach. Nasis nevela, bibasar v'cholof. Even if it's a hefsid meruba, here you have all the strikes against you. It's basar v'cholof. I don't have what? Rabbeinu Ephraim to rely on. It's what? It's kli cheres. I don't have these rishonim that are machale between matechas and cheres. And it's old. So we don't pass like the Ramban straight up alone. We have all our strikes against us. Even if it means my whole company, Hefsid Meruba, you're doomed. You got nothing to rely on. What's the only thing I can rely on in such a shiloh, Rabbi Yisai? Only a straight up Ramban. And that the Ramah says we can't be machriya. Only that there's no Chanan by Blias. And that we don't say alone, standing alone. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Behefsid meruba, you got to be machmir on that. Aval shari surim, but what if the catering company got a shiloh of what? Not basar v'cholov, but rather what? Shari surim. So what could I be mitzara for Vaisai? I could be mitzara for Beinu Ephraim with a Ramban. That what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, there's no Chanan by Shari Surim, and the Ramban says that there's no Chanan by Blios. Excellent. Yiridaito. I think that the Shach would come out. The Klicheres Yoshin. Yoshan. Keep on doing that. Nami Lahokil. That even by a Klicheres, if you have the Ramban plus a Rabbeinu Ephraim by Shari Surim, you could even be makel by kli cheres. Right? One second. Right? By minchas Yaakov, but the minchas Yaakov lo mashkakein, avol mistimas hashach, mashkakein v'tzorachin. Okay, so he's mesupik about it, but there would be right to rely on the Prima Gadim in such a situation. Raboisai, let's bring it back to our shaila. I have a frying pan. What's the din of a frying pan, Raboisai? It's like a kli cheres. I can't do hagala on it because there's no bishul there. There's no sauce. I'm frying. So now what do I got over here? I got to throw out the frying pan. No oil. I put some Pam on. Pam is not oil. No. It is not oil lahalocha, I'm telling you. It's not oil.
What about the juice that comes out from the...
No. I'm talking that there was no oil. There's no oil. I didn't deep fry my omelet, and I've never seen a person that did do that. What? Rabbi Sait, can we get back to the Shiloh? Can you stop? Let's get back to the Shiloh. Rabbi Sait, let's go back. It's not, I'm telling you, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa does not consider Pam, spraying Pam as bishul.
What about
it's not.
The egg itself is liquid.
No. You're frying an egg. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Now you have basar v'chalav over here. You're frying two things that are just straight up on the fire. Okay? And it's within 24 hours, so it's isura. So now I got a situation that what?
It's
a kli cheres hashen. I can't. I'm gonna lose it, right? So therefore, Rabbi Isai, even behefsid meruba, in this situation, I got to be machmir because we're dealing with what? Basar v'chalav.
There's no bishul. So
that's a good shaila. Sli, we assume. I told you this. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We assume that we're going to see it in Mishnah at the beginning of Basar V'Chalav. Sli also, we are machmir that has Basar V'Chalav, just like the pepperoni shaila on the pizza. That we're machmir. Remember that shaila? So that's going to. It's a good shaila. It's a good aara. It's machlokes a paiskim, but we're going to be machmir unless wants to be one. Okay, it's what to talk about. That's the only thing maybe you can rely on. Can you be mitzarif the shaila of Sli with the Ramban? But otherwise, everybody say, do I have anything else other than the Ramban to rely on in our frying pan shaila? No, we don't. This is the tantamount to a classic Kli Cheres, that we don't have anything to rely on, Rabbi Isai. But if it was what? Mateches? Right? If it was Mateches and it was Bishul, and you would be able to do Agol on such an item, so then you would have more to work with, even potentially by Basar V'Chalav, if it's even a Hefsik Tzas. Even if it's a Hefsik Tzas, because you combine the Ramban with the Shach's other Rishonim based on our Sugya. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Isai, what we're coming out, bottom line, I'll take questions in a second, but I want to just fear ice over here and leave off with a question that we really need to get to. Rabbi Isai, so bottom line, Lamaisa, that's just in terms of Psak Halacha, guys to walk away with in terms of the Shailas of how do you Mishair Shishim, what do we play based on the Rishonim in our Sugya, what do we take into account? Do we just take into account the Isser? Do we take into account the Blius? And what do we hold in terms of the Kalim? So one thing we can come out is that many of the Poskim are Mako by Blius by Kalim. But when it comes to Kalim, Hanan by Kalim. Hanan by Blius were Machmir against the Ramban. However, if you have a Tzeruf of something else, in many situations, that could help you in terms of being Mishair Hanan. Good? But then you open up a Ramah in Sadi Dalid and you're happy. You're walking away confident. Wow, this was an awesome sugya. It was hard. It was difficult. Probably one of the hardest sugyas in Yerideya, Kal. And I'm walking away very confident, Baruch Hashem. I took it. I did step by step. I took every Ramban, every Ravid. I spoke about it. I worked on the Svaras. And now I'm walking out with a prima godin to give me bottom line halacha lemaisa. I see what it means to work through the Shulchan Aruch, to be able to paskin, to work with a Ramah. And then I open up a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Dalet Sif what? Sif Beis. And I'm walking out of the Beis Medrash and Tigman walks up to me. And he says to me, Rabbi, am I missing something? Like, did I just miss the boat? Like, I thought I had a handle on all this. No pun intended. Cham mitzvah, cham kulo. Thought I had a handle on this. Love these puns. Thought I had a handle on this. Right? And the handle's mutter because we don't pass like the rabbin imperates. Cham mitzvah, cham kulo. Right? I thought I had a handle on this. And then I saw the mechaber in Sif Beis. Im tochav kakaf bikdeira. If I took a milchik spoon that was used in 24 hours with milchik and I stopped it into a pot. So how much am I Mashiach connected, Rabbi Isai? Right? Vididei, you have to be Mashiach because you don't know how much was in. You know it's milchik. You don't know how much. It wasn't a case that I was Yadua. It was a kaf yoshan, right? So we don't know exactly. We didn't pay attention that this was a brand new spoon that we knew wasn't used more than this. Stam case. No one pays attention in terms of the spoons in your diras. So I took a normal kaf. So how much are we Mashiach shishim against, Rabbi Isai? Whatever went into the pot. The whole spoon, right? Whatever went into the pot. The whole spoon meaning the halachic whole spoon, right? And then what? I put it in twice, Rabbi Isai. So we learned, I didn't even talk about it in Sugya, Rabbi Isai. But I put on the Ma'amar Kaimis, Tzadi Ches Ziv Dalet. Tzadi Ches Ziv Dalet says if an Isser falls in a second time, Rabbi Isai, into another pot, what's that luck? Yadu Shishim again. And comes along the Mechaber over here and says, Im Tachav Mekder Shnei Pa'amim, Velo Noda Bintayim, Tzarech Beis Pa'amim Shishim. Ah, good. The Mechaber I'm good with. Svarad makes sense. You need to be mevatel twice, just like we said. You need to be mevatel yisurim twice when they fall in, right? Well, same pot. But says the Rama, the Yesh Oimrim, The sagi b'pam achas shishim v'chein noig. And says the Ramah, I disagree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is quoting a smack, and I disagree. The Ramah quotes a Trumas Hadeshen, and he says it's enough to have one shishim. What's the reason for the smack, Rabbi say? What's the reason for the smack? What's the reason for the Mechaber? So the Mefarshim explained. When the calf went in, we don't know how much what came out was poli. So now there might be somewhat, some chalav, that's still inside the spoon. If there's no chalav, that if there's still chalav that's inside the spoon, Malik, so now what was this milchik spoon, boleya? Busser. So now what do I have in the spoon? Basar v'cholav. And now it just what? It just assered up my entire spoon. Right? Comes along the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'yeshar min desagi b'pam achashishim. You know why? Zok the goin. Look at the bir agra. Zok the goin. In tes. Daharbe poskim svirule de bedavar habalua loy amrinan chanan. Because what, Rabbi Yisai? What are you concerned about? The old milk that's inside this what? This spoon? The milk that was used before, the milk, the bleus of milk that's inside this spoon? And now what? Malik's telling me, Mechaber's telling me to say Hanan with the bleus of Basar V'Cholav? Says the guy in the Ramah saying, we don't say Hanan by bleus. So therefore, what? Said the Ramah, absolutely no problem. Huh? What? What did the Ramah just do? The Ramah just said, there's no Hanan by Blias, Avi, and therefore you could ignore having Shishim a second time when you stick the spoon back in and everything was fine because nothing's going to happen over here. At most, it's going to be only Basar V'Cholav, Machmasa what? Machmasa, an old Blia of milk. Everybody knows we don't say what? Hanan by Blias. Rabbi Sai, anyone have any problems with this Ramah? Tigman has a problem with this Ramah. I have a problem with this Ramah. This is a what? A steer in Ramos. The Ramah in Sadi Dalid is being mako with the Mechaber. Mechaber makes sense. Svarta makes sense. You're consistent. We don't paskin like the Ramban. We just said a whole shear that we don't paskin like the Ramban straight up. We gotta be mitzar of Shilohs of Rabbi Noah Ephraim with Shilohs of Cheres versus Mateches, and we gotta make Sexekas, and we're Mechalik in Hesed Merubas and Hefet Tas, and I don't know, so many Psukim La'alacha, all predicated off of what, Rabbi Yisai? What do I want you to come out with based on the first half of Shir, Rabbi Yisai? That we what? That we don't follow the Ramban! We're not mako based on the Ramban! And then comes along the Ramah, and he sees a Mechaber that quotes a smack that says, why don't you teach him again? What's the issue? What's the issue, says the Ramah? You only need shishim once, and then you're good to go. Zok the Ramah, and you'll tell me, the Ramah's not arguing la'alocha with the chshash and mitzias, that maybe the milk didn't come out. That's a mudna machlekes. The Mechaber and the Ramah have a machlekes whether or not all the milk came out or not. No! The Ramah's saying, even though all the milk didn't come out, guess what? The only way you could have Hanan over here is if what? Is if you're assuming what? That there's Hanan by Balua, by Blias, and says the Ramah.
I'm trying to wait for
it. Come.
This is tough of cut.
Exactly, excellent.
This is crazy.
And says the Ramah, says the Ramah, oh, push it. I'm a Ramban dikiyid. I paskin that there's no Hanan by Blias. What?
Maybe because the second time's different?
So what? What's make a difference? You got Basar V'Cholav over here. Your mom is a Mekel.
It was already
fun. Rabbi Sai, this is the kasha that we need to work on. And Rabbi Sai, I mentioned today at the beginning of Shir when Moshe said, Gvinas Akum, the same Shaila as Chol of Yisrael, I said, you need to learn Avodah Zarah if it's the same Shaila. And there couldn't have been a better opening to the Rav that is now going to introduce to you
Avodah Zarah.